Thanksgiving Day, I have much for which I am thankful. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and this is My Two Cents. I realize this year has presented many challenges to many of you across the heartland and beyond, but overall, for my husband and me, it has been a very good year. I'm thankful for the homegrown beef we have in our freezer. I'm thankful for our family and our church family, and for those neighbors who are like family. I'm thankful for their unconditional love and support. I'm thankful for my girlfriends, most of whom live a state or two away, but are a phone call or email away. I'm thankful for those I met in my professional world, and for those people who I've known all of my life and who remind me where my journey began. I'm thankful for the big old farmhouse and rolling hills and valleys that are Rocking Pea Ranch. The wildlife is abundant, with daily sightings of deer, squirrel, rabbits, turkeys, and foxes. The unseen wildlife that we know is here, like the beavers and bobcats that may be unwelcome, but the mystery surrounding their existence has me intrigued. I'm thankful for the quick wit and skill set of the team of farm broadcasters and support staff that I have the honor to manage. I'm fortunate to cross paths with so many real people in the course of a day, from the staff at our affiliate radio stations to those who listen to our programming, from those who visit our website to those who I meet at trade shows or other ag events. I'm thankful for America's farmers, who produce every year 7.9 billion pounds of turkey, 709 million pounds of cranberry sauce, 1.8 billion pounds of sweet potatoes, 1.1 billion pounds of pumpkin, and 795,000 tons of green beans. I could go on forever listing those things for which I am thankful. As the holiday season begins, it is my intention to take the time to say thank you more often. I hope you'll do the same. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and that's My Two Cents.